The next town along the Wisconsin Great River Road is Nelson. Nelson sits at the lower end of Lake Pepin, the widest part of the river on the Wisconsin Great River Road. The Chippewa River is the second largest watershed in Wisconsin, draining over 10,000 acres. The sources of the Chippewa begin at the Upper Peninsula of Michigan and Lake Superior, and over its 260-plus miles, it drops nearly 900 feet. Before the logging boom of the late 1800s, the Chippewa's watershed held 15% of all the pine lumber west of the Appalachian Mountains. It took only 60 years or so for these forests to be almost completely logged off. Lake Pepin is formed by a massive sandbar jutting out from where the Chippewa River meets the Mississippi. The sandbar created a natural dam that created Lake Pepin, which is a widening of the river. Bob Miller, a commissioner with the Mississippi River Parkway Commission and expert on area soils, geology, and farming practices, describes the formation of Lake Pepin.
Lake Pepin formed because as the glacial waters were receding, the drainage way that cut through and made this area with all of the cuts and the hills with basically the valleys, when the water was, intensity of the water had decreased, it could no longer hold the sand, which was moving along with it. And so the sand settled out. It settled out from the Chippewa River Valley, and it's the Chippewa River feeding into the Mississippi that basically put a sand dam, if you will, which could not be cut by water flow because it was too dense and it takes a lot of energy to move sand, so it dammed. And so it's the sand of the Chippewa River that is responsible for forming Lake Pepin. I don't think there's any doubt that you have to see Lake Pepin and the shoreline and some of the overlooks along there. Lake Pepin is one of the most beautiful places that you'll ever find, and it combines the bluffs plus that beautiful, beautiful lake. You have to see it.
When the earliest explorers came to this vast and scenic stretch of the Mississippi, they were awed at its size and majesty. Terry Mesh, Pepin County Economic Development Coordinator and local history buff, explains.
In fact, the early French explorers, when they came here and they got to the foot of Lake Pepin, as opposed to the mouth of Lake Pepin, which would be up by Red Wing, they thought, oh, this is the source of the Mississippi River. And so they started exploring Lake Pepin. Lake Pepin is, at its widest point, 3 to 4 miles wide. It is 30 miles long, stretches from basically Reed's Landing, just north of Wabasha, Minnesota, Nelson, Wisconsin, up to Red Wing, Hager City, Red Wing, Minnesota, Hager City, Wisconsin. It was formed by the delta of the Chippewa River flowing into the Mississippi River. The Chippewa River was a very fast-flowing river, and from way up north, and this starts way up near, almost up to Ashland, Wisconsin, which is way up in the north middle of the state.
The wetlands of the lower Chippewa River along the Wisconsin Great River Road make up one of the most important wetland areas in the U.S. Terry Mesh tells us what makes this area so special.
So from Highway 35 to the north along the Chippewa River, 15,000 acres in the Tiffany Wildlife Area, and then to the Mississippi River side of Highway 35 is the U.S. Wildlife and Fish Refuge. But if you gather all those acreage, it is the largest contiguous stand of bottomland hardwood forests in the upper Midwest. The lower Chippewa River natural area was declared by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources just a few years ago, and it stretches basically from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, all the way down to the Mississippi River, about a 60-mile stretch of Chippewa River, the only urban area or settled area is the city of Durand, which is about 20 miles upstream from Highway 35. It is a semi-wilderness area, very pristine natural area in Wisconsin, one of the gems of the environmental treasures that we have in the state of Wisconsin. There are only two poisonous snakes in the state of Wisconsin, the timber rattler and the Massasauga, or black rattler. Both of those are found in the Tiffany Wildlife Area.
The village of Nelson sits beneath a line of rugged bluffs. These towering bluffs are a popular destination for hang gliders who want to soar above the scenic river valley. In Nelson, Castleburg Park, beneath the twin bluffs at the south end of town, is an excellent place to stop and enjoy the view. Also in Nelson, you'll find the Nelson Cheese Factory, one of the best places to pick up some Wisconsin specialties, including a huge variety of cheeses, ice cream, and homemade foods. Just north of Nelson, off Highway 35, the Tiffany Bottoms Wildlife Area preserves some of the most important wetlands in the Midwest. Please pause the audio tour and continue after you've passed the town of Nelson.